This is WUSB in Stony Brook, and I'm Stephen Blarberg. Good night.
Stardate March 6th, in like a Leo. Stay with us.
Stardate is presented every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate March 7th, the Lunar Sea of Crises. Stay with us.
Stardate is presented every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
For the next few evenings after this evening, you'll find the moon in the western sky after sunset. It'll look like a slim crescent of light. If you have binoculars, use them to look at the crescent moon. The one feature that's plainly visible now is called the Sea of Crises. It's a dark, round patch on one edge of the moon, one of the lunar maria, or ancient lava beds. This feature is a guide to a peculiar movement of the moon. The moon always keeps the same face toward Earth. But throughout the month, you can see the Sea of Crises get alternately nearer and farther from one edge of the moon, as though the moon's face were swinging back and forth. This movement is called libration, and it's caused by a combination of the moon's rotation on its axis and revolution around the Earth. Here's how it works. The moon's orbit is elliptical, or oval in shape. Following the laws of physics, when it's nearest Earth, the moon moves fastest in orbit. When it's farthest away, it moves slowest. But it spins on its axis at a constant rate, and so its rotation gets out of step with its orbital motion. As a result, the moon's face appears to rock slightly from side to side. Use your binoculars to find the Sea of Crises and sketch it or try to remember how far it is from the edge of the moon. 2 weeks from now, around full moon, find the feature again, and you'll see that it's at a slightly different distance with respect to the edge of the moon. Stardate is a production of the McDonald Observatory at the University of Texas at Austin, zip 78712. Thank you for your company. I'm Joel Block.
Monday, March 7th, Earthly Sea of Crises. Stay with us.
Blindate is presented every week at 12:02 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
One of the advantages of living close to bodies of water, say an ocean, a great lake, or a sound, is that here is another excellent location to take a blind date. Normal routine is to have dinner and check out a movie and then a romantic encounter. This encounter can take place in one of the any number of places, a motel, the back seat of one's car, for example, but not always on the first date. On a blind date, this encounter should rarely occur. The participants know little, if anything, about one another, and absolutely nothing about the physical attributes or lack thereof of the partner. Well, with that in mind, it's an interesting story we have about our friend Copernicus. 6 months to the day, September 7th, and about 400 years ago, Coppi picked up his blind date. Now, Christine was a beauty, and Coppi's mind boggled at the very thought of a romantic encounter. They ate, went to a show, and ended up down at the beach to look for some shooting stars. Well, she agreed to this age-old line, but didn't realize what Copernicus had in mind. He got a little fresh, and she slapped him a few times. This was one of the first sea crises. Well, that's our program for today. Blind Date is written by Deborah Canary and is a production of the Burger King Observatory at the University of New York at Stony Brook, zip 11794. Write us for details for some of the best beach blind date locations. I'm H&R Block.
Well, yes, you have made it to Radio Free Long Island. And my name's Mike Uhas. Has been, always will be, as far as I know. I don't know about that. Well, we've got some very interesting things that we've got planned for you this morning. Well, let's try making a telephone call here. coming up. We're calling up to somebody way far away. And let's see if anybody answers there. Probably not. Is the call going through? It's ringing. Well.
Radio Free Long Island, Washington Bureau.
Well, hello, Eric.
Hello, Mike.
How's it going?
Pretty good. What a coincidence. I mean, think of the chances of me walking down and picking up this payphone in Washington, D.C. and hearing your voice.
Of all people.
Of all people, right.
Right.
How are things back there?
Oh, pretty good. How are things down there with you?
They're not bad. I'm standing on a street corner right now in Georgetown.
Georgetown?
And it's pretty nice outside. There's no snow on the ground at all. It's people are walking around like it's a spring night.
What's the weather like down there, Eric?
It's fairly warm, I would say, in the 40s.
In the 40s, huh?
Yeah, a bit chilly, but nothing really bad.
Well, we have 33 degrees here.
33 degrees in Stony Brook, huh?
That's right.
I really wish I was back there, to tell you the truth.
Well,
I like snow.
Well, there's not all that much snow left, you know.
I'm missing it.
It comes and goes, so what can you do?
Mostly goes.
That's true. That's very true. Very true.
So how does it look down there? Is anything exciting happening on Radio Free Long Island tonight? I really wish I could have been back there.
I think there's a fellow named Harvey Hunter going to show up shortly.
Harvey Hunter's going to be there?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
You've heard of him?
Too bad.
Have you heard of him?
Yes. I idolized the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really, he's there now?
Well, no. He said he'd just call a little while ago. He said he'd be here very shortly.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Son of a gun, how do you like that? He's your...
Well, tell him I said hello.
Okay. And, of course, we're going to be hearing from Bunky and Spunky, and who knows? Who knows who may be dropping in?
I guess Sidney Shriver's going to be doing something tonight, too, is that right?
Yeah, he said he'd be up on the North Shore today.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
He got hurt pretty bad last week, from what I understand, after being beat up in the back of that bar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think we should talk about that now, though.
That's true, considering it is long distance.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
What has happened today? I've been totally absent from the news and
well, Walter
what's going on in the world.
Walter Cronkite did his last show today.
Oh, that's right. Today was today. In fact, I was wondering why people seem to be walking around this area a lot slower than they usually have. They have their heads bowed down a little bit, and the mood is definitely rather somber, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
It must be because of Walter Cronkite.
It could well be.
Because after all, he did start in Washington, didn't he?
Did he?
I believe he did.
At what station?
I'm not probably a CBS affiliate, but...
WDVM?
What was that again?
WDVM?
I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
It could be.
Yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, I'm guessing.
That's probably worse.
Well... how was the convention?
Oh, the convention, well, it really is underway right now.
Uh-huh.
So I can't really say how was it. How is it? It's pretty nice right now.
Uh-huh.
We just went to a French restaurant over here in Georgetown, and
what'd you have, crepes?
We stumbled into a tourist trap, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, what did you have, crepes?
Well, I had a bowl of Vichy Swats for the first time in my life.
Uh-huh. Was it any good?
Old soup, you know.
Hey, check that out. I mean, you're learning all about all different foods on this program.
Yes, I am.
Yogurt last week?
The only thing that I hesitated a little bit about was the fact that a lot of people, when they ate that a few years ago, they sort of died.
Yeah, sort of.
And, of course, I was thinking about that with every mouthful I swallowed.
Uh-huh.
Nothing seems to have happened. Of course, the effect takes a couple of days sometimes, so I might not know right away.
Well, at least you'll be able to get your Tuesday night show in.
If it does happen, of course, you will be the first to find out in Radio Free Long Island as well.
Well, at least you'll be able to get your Tuesday night show in, right?
Well, I'll let you know if I'll be able to do my Tuesday night show. Hopefully, if something like that happens, I'll be able to let you know and you can fill in for me.
Okay, and then you can... Right, okay.
As a life form, I'll pay back the favor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you're having a great...
Yeah. Are you having a grand time down there, or?
Oh, wow. Somebody almost got run down by a motorcycle on the street here.
Really?
Yeah. Boy, that's crazy. Excuse me, what did you say?
You're having a grand time, are you?
Well, I don't know if grand is the word for it. I would just say unique, interesting, fulfilling.
Fulfilling?
Words like that pretty much describe it. Definitely unique above all else.
Neat?
Unique.
Oh, unique.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's quite a city. We didn't get to see any of the governmental buildings or drop by any of our political friends down here.
Uh-huh.
Simply because we didn't have time. We would have liked to stop by the White House tonight, but our schedule has been simply too busy to allow for that. And I understand that the president has some things he has to do too.
Uh-huh.
So we don't want to take too much time. I seem to be surrounded by a gang of people. They look very menacing.
Uh-oh.
Hey, buddy.
Is there a dime? So, Mike, perhaps I'll turn you back to... Perhaps I'll turn you back to the studio. Well, you are back in the studio. Perhaps I'll just turn everyone else's attention back to the studio. And I'll tell you what, I'll call you back a little later on when we get back to the hotel. Are you still there? Hello? I don't hear a thing.
Hello?
I think he hung up on me.
Hello?
Oh, there he is.
Hello? Oh, I thought...
Are you game on me, Mike?
I'm sorry. I thought you were Sidney Schreiber.
You thought I was Sidney Schreiber? My gosh. What an insult. Okay, well, I'll call you back sometime later on this morning, then.
Okay.
And in the meantime, carry on and keep the spirit of Radio Free Long Island, and I swear I will spread that spirit throughout the city of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
We'll die trying.
Well, don't hang up just yet, okay?
Hey, 90.1. How many things can be heard around? Hey, 90.1.
I've got the people in the street singing our song already.
Hello, Long Island.
They're going to be listening to USB whether they want to or not.
Now, who's that?
Well, right now, tell you the truth, we have a bunch of people here. We have Frank Berger, Norm Preslin. Phil Horowitz, Steve Kreitzer, and Bill Sankovich, and Charlie Backfish is wandering around somewhere.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's paying the bill. Well, okay.
I see. It sounds like you're having a great time. Well,
we are. It might be a little bit colder than I said it was at the beginning, because I do seem to be shivering now. So, and the people here seem to want me to get off the phone.
Well, let's just hear them all sing that sea shanty all the way through.
Excuse me?
Let's hear the sea shanty all the way through.
I don't know if they were... Oh, Cliff Greenberg is here, too, our news director. I don't know if they're at the booth. They seem to be getting kind of...
Well, they were singing it before.
Singing it before. They were in a sort of jovial mood then. Now they seem to be getting sort of...
Say, is...
Violent is the word.
Is...
They want to go inside and get warm. And is, I can't say that I disagree.
Hello, Eric. Is the early morning riser there?
Excuse me?
Is the early morning riser there?
No, I don't. He's been missing, actually, for the last couple of weeks.
I see.
I don't know where he is.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, can I speak to...
I see him down here. I don't expect to see him down here.
Can I speak to Frank Burgert, then?
Excuse me?
Frank Burgert.
What about him?
Can I talk to him?
Could you scream, maybe?
Can I talk to Frank Burgert?
No, I'm afraid that will not be possible. He's not in a state to talk to people right now.
Oh, okay.
You'll know what I mean a future day. Charlie Backus has just arrived after paying the full cab.
Uh-huh.
Charlie wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Here he is. Who am I dealing with here?
Hello, Charlie. How are you? You're on the air on Radio Free Long Island.
Yeah, ripped off in a French restaurant. You know, we really should watch out for French restaurants. They rip you off.
What did you have? Crepes?
The name of this place, but it has this. No, now wait a minute. These people are wild. It has this large metallic pig hanging from the ceiling.
It
not
sounds,
to be confused with the waiter, who sort of has a slight resemblance.
It sort of sounds like the early morning riser, doesn't it?
What's that?
It sort of sounds like the early morning riser, doesn't it?
This person over here? No, that's one of the Georgetown derelicts. They have these derelicts that they float through the air. I'm going to give you back to...
Can I have a quarter?
Speaking of Jell-O, here's another one.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Welcome back.
Okay, welcome back.
Okay, we are frigid now, so we have...
Well, hey, listen, that's not my problem.
Why do you... Don't take me out of context, please.
Well, what kind of context do you want me to take you in?
All I need to say is we're cold. We're very cold. Oh, boy. A police car is coming down the road right now at a rather swift gait. I'll tell you what. I will hold on to this conversation until the police car passes us by.
Okay, I want to hear the siren.
I will have to say goodbye and call you back a little later on. All right? Okay, hold on. You guys, run across the street, get out of sight. I'll hide behind this phone booth, okay? Out of sight, now! Where are we? Thank the entire city of Washington for putting on that little show for us.
Sounds like a riot.
Thank you for listening. And long live the spirit of Radio Free Long Island.
Well, you're going to call us back a little later on, right?
Back in a couple of hours or so, and carry on.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
So
long.
Bye, Long Island.
Bye-bye. insane is definitely what we're not here at the radio station. Boy, well, that's Carolyn Moss. You're listening to Radio Free Long Island. By the by, if you're just tuning in, you're in for an exciting experience. And my name's Mike Uhas, and isn't that true, Eric?
Yes.
Okay. And Eric Corley, who was, one of those that we just happened to be mysteriously connected to in Washington, D.C., isn't that where he said he was?
I'm not so sure.
Well, I'm not so sure myself. But in any event, you are listening to Radio Free Long Island, Volume 5. It's well underway. And, yeah, we've got all sorts of things here. We started, there was some music there just then. Robert Palmer started us from the Double Fun album. We are night people. That's what we are, I guess, if we're awake this time. And, do you agree, Eric?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And, I'm not too sure. Eric, he says he's in Washington. In fact, he just called. But was he actually in Washington? Or is he here in the studio?
Maybe.
I don't know myself. I really don't know. Do you know, Eric?
I don't know.
Oh, well, these things happen, you know. Well, anyway, we've got all sorts of neat things, and I think we're going to... Let's see. Do we have Bunky and Spunky coming up? Eric, do you know?
Why not?
Okay. We can always count on Bunky and Spunky to come in through in the crunch. A crunch, right, Eric?
Well,
I don't know myself. But... And we hope to be hearing from Bunky and Spunky a little bit later on in the broadcast. And live on the telephone. These Bunky and Spunky things come to us through the courtesy of Bunky and Spunky. They just want to spread the word and try to avert disaster at all cost. Phew. Well, I'm in the mood for singing along with some of the friends here. How about you, Eric?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, why not?
When I first came to Brookhaven Town, there was no good music to be heard around. Then one day I turned down the dial. There I found music to make me smile. I waited for a legal ID. The DJ said WUSB. They start each day with the rising sun. Don't ever finish till after day is done. So if you want good music to hear, there's a station in Stony Brook you ought to hear. So if you like the sounds, do take a look.
I think half of the cast of that little jingle Was on the other end of that phone in Washington, D.C. Well, anyway, it's phone call time. We're going to make a telephone call. And who will the lucky people be? I'm not going to say. Well, let's not dial it as fast and see if we can get through this time. Uh-huh. We're trying to reach a television station in Buffalo. Of all places. And it's ringing. They're going to answer. Dialing for Nichols. Oh, yeah, it is after 12:30 in Buffalo. That we should have some kind of pleasant diversion to bring your way while we're waiting for them to answer the phone. Oh, well, we tried. We'll get back to them later. But, anyway, as I was saying before, today was Walter Cronkite's last day. And, you heard the report from Washington. The people were walking around with their head bowed down, for it is Washington, they say, where Walter Cronkite got a start. Well, you know, I'm not really too sure of that myself. I want to get a firm answer on that. Well, let's make another telephone call. This time, let's call up Washington. We'll call up a television station down there. This is boring, isn't it? Clicks. It's ringing. Oh boy, it is Friday night. You do hear it ringing, don't you? Well, they don't feel like answering us either. Huh. That's quite amazing. We were having better luck last week when we tried calling radio stations, so we'd try to branch off into video, and it just doesn't work. Well, anyway, let's see. It says here, over the years it had been the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite. But not anymore. The veteran anchorman bowed out tonight, or actually yesterday, as the managing editor of the highly rated nightly news program. He had become a trusted and familiar presence to millions of Americans, and today he was given an outpouring of tribute and affection normally reserved for a national hero. In the last 30 seconds of his time on the air tonight, Cronkite noted that it was his last broadcast on the evening news. And we have the complete text here, which we'll be reading. As the morning progresses. I saw him, and I believe I have him on videotape, his last show, which I will show to you tomorrow. No. And, it's really hard to say, but, for some strange reason, it seems like it's, not working out quite, as well without Eric here. Do you agree?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I thought so. But, Oh, well, anyway, we do have some music here, and we have all sorts of goodies planned for your morning. Till about 3 o'clock. And, this next record's from a guy named Bill Collins. No, it isn't. Bill Collins is the guy I used to carpool with. Phil Collins here. On Radio Free Long Island at 90.1 FM.
You were strange, I could not look away. you care, but the doctor said, you know, I ain't gonna make it much longer. You know what I mean? You know.
Did you say your name?
Eugene.
Background here are Crazy Joe and the Variable Speed Band. And let's just see how variable they can get on Radio Free Long Island. Speed, do you like a mess?
What do you say, come on, give me a break, me, like me and you and your girlfriend, we could, you know what I'm, we could, oh man, why you have to go and do that for?
Hey, baby, want a boogie? Boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Hey, babe, I want a boogie. Boogie, woogie, woogie with me. We can boogie over here. We can boogie over there. Come on, babe, we can boogie everywhere. Hey, babe, I want a boogie. Boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Hey, babe, you want a boogie? Boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Hey, baby, I want a boogie. Boogie, woogie, woogie with me. We can boogie in the house. We can boogie in the yard. Come on, baby, it ain't very hard. Hey, babe, I want a boogie. A boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Hey, babe, you want a boogie? A boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Boogie, woogie, woogie with me. We can boogie in the living room, boogie in the den. Come on, baby, let's do it all again. Hey, babe, I want a boogie. A boogie, woogie, woogie with me. Boogie, woogie, woogie with me.
Boy, it sounds like that guy's having a hard time. That's John Hartford, of course. Of course, well, you should have known that, right? It's from the Aeroplane album. A collection of fine songs and noises. Boogie, of course, that's what we heard. And we heard Crazy Joe in the Variable Speed Band at Variable Speeds. The album was called Eugene, and we heard Eugene. Well, don't go away, because we got all sorts of neat things coming, like I keep saying. But I never keep bringing them. Eric, do you think we should listen to Bunky and Spunky?
On one condition.
What's that condition? I bet you you're not going to tell me the condition, isn't that true?
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty. Oh, well, how about if we just go right on into Bunky and Spunky? ¶¶
Don't try to save gasoline by running your car with a small nuclear reactor. The engine heat might cause a meltdown, and then where would you be?
And if your doctor prescribes heroin for you, don't drive.
If you get a flat tire, don't forget to stop the car before you try to fix it.
And that goes for all auto repairs, too.
Now, if you must fill the interior of your car with nitrous oxide gas while you're on the road, be sure to leave the driver's window open.
And I know we sometimes get cheesed off at the other drivers, but don't use a laser cannon to blow out their tires at high speed. It could cause an accident.
Don't be a Mr. Speedy Pants and put rocket fuel in your car. You might break the sound barrier.
And get a ticket, too. So, until next time, this is Spunky.
And Spunky, saying driving and blasting caps don't mix.
Well, thank you, Bunky and Spunky. They never fail. They never fail to come up with some great, great ideas. And, well, don't you agree, Eric?
I suppose so.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, want to take a walk outside and check out the weather outside?
Not really.
Neither do I, no. But, I think we're going to listen to some J.J. Cale. How's that sound?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, boy. If it sounds kind of corny, it's because it may well be. You're listening to Radio Free Long Island, of course, on 90.1 FM.
Out all night, you got wrinkles in your dress, and you need to run around all day long. You're giving the run around. When you say something here, you meet something there, you get the run around. Same thing yesterday, same thing the day before. Won't you let us get pretty doggone old? I'm getting tired of that. Straighten it out. You know, one time I started having my doubts just to run around. You've been stepping on the road, running around like that.
Because Harvey Hunter is coming up very shortly.
Trouble bus, steel car, steel heart for the thrill of it. Trouble bus, prowl through the night, looking for trouble by the
Good morning. Well, we're honored and pleased to have a very important and distinguished personality stop by our studios today. Now, Harvey Hunter is here, in the flesh, and I must say I'm rather amazed that you decided to stop by our rather humble studios like this.
Well, Mike, it's like this. I don't like to think of myself as having an overinflated ego. No matter how famous I get or how much money I make, I'll never be too big for a place like this.
Well, that's commendable, I'm sure. Now, I'm certain that nearly everyone in our listening audience has seen Harvey Hunter on the Johnny Carson Show a few times, and Merv Griffin, too, I believe.
That's right, Mike. And I was on Mike Douglas a few weeks back, and Tom Snyder a couple of times, too.
It sounds like...
Oh, and next week I'll be taping with Dick Cavett.
It sounds like quite a busy life, and I guess it's kind of a relief to get back to a small-town radio show like this.
It sure is. I mean, I love running around with all the stars and beak shots and having the cameras in front of you and reading your name in People magazine, but you just have to rest now and then.
I can understand that. But tell me, Harv, do you mind if I call you Harv?
No, go right ahead.
Well, Harv, what else has been going on? I mean, I hear you'll be... starring in a major motion picture pretty soon. Is that true?
Well, I can't imagine how you heard about it, but yes, that is true. It's going to be called Week of the Whale, and it's about the emergence of the whale into human society. It's a bit futuristic, naturally.
It sounds quite intriguing. When can we expect, Week of the Whale? When can we expect this film to be released?
Well, right now we're shooting for mid-April as a release date.
Well, maybe you can bring down an advance copy of the soundtrack, and we could listen to it on the air.
Yes, I think that would be a lot of fun, and I'll see what I can do about that.
We'd certainly appreciate it. But Harvey, this Week of the Whale, well, it has all the earmarks of a major motion picture masterpiece. Now you've never starred before in a film, have you?
No, Mike, this is my first time. That's true. But I can't take all of the credit. I mean, the whales, they were wonderful. And they've been in many films before this one, too.
That's true. Well, I'll certainly look forward to an Oscar awards with a whale as a nominee.
Oh my
God! Oh,
you got a weak sense of humor, this man has.
Oh boy!
Oh my God! You tell a good one now and then. No?
I didn't think it was that funny, but Harv, do you mind if I call you Harv?
No, go right ahead.
Hey, tell me you're putting out an album too. In fact, now that I think about it, I seem to recall catching the tail end of a commercial with you in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those mail order only, send a cash or check or money order to P.O. Box XXX and Grand Central Station kind of things. And this now I can't say for sure, but I thought I saw for a split second. I thought you saw you with the fellow who looked like was singing with Slim Whitman.
Yes.
Was I seeing things?
No, Mike, you weren't seeing things. Slim's a good friend of mine. We've often gone out drinking together.
Uh-huh.
And one day, about 6 months ago, Slim calls me up on the phone, and he says, "Hey, Harvey, why don't you try making a record like me?" And
said that to you.
He said that to me, right. Uh-huh. He called me on the telephone, and he said that. And at first, I was kind of reluctant, but Slim, he reassured me. Uh-huh. He said, "Listen, 2 years ago, I was a nobody."
Yeah, that's true.
"And then I made this record, and I told everybody I was a beat shot. And they believed me, and they bought it, and now I am a beat shot." Well, when I heard that, I said, "Get out of my way, I'm going to make a record, too."
And now you have an album out, and Slim Whitman's on it, too, right?
That's right, Mike. And we expect it to do quite well, especially when the film comes out.
Which film? The Week of the
Whale. Week of the Whale. And that's when we're going to really start pushing it. And believe me, you're going to hear nothing but Harvey Hunter and Slim Whitman together at last.
That's a catchy name, Harvey, and this is the first time you've ever put out a record. Is that true?
Yes, that's right. And I look forward to doing it many times in the future.
Mm-hmm. So now we have something to look forward to. Well, Harvey, I don't know how you managed to find time to stop by Radio Free Long Island tonight with all the projects you've been going on.
I'm really glad you did, and I only wish Eric was here because he's one of your hugest, biggest fans, you know.
Oh, well, I'll stop by again sometime.
Well, you make sure you do that. Now, Harv, there's just one small thing on my mind.
Well, what's that, Mike?
Well, you've never been in a motion picture before, and you've never put out an album until now,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't performed publicly or even been on television before
mm-hmm.
when you started just recently. But I'm trying to figure out why the devil you're so damn famous.
Well, Mike, I often ask myself the same question, and you know something?
Hmm.
I don't know.
2 years
ago, I was a busboy in Mario's Pizzeria in Brooklyn. Today, I'm on talk shows all over the world, and I haven't even done anything yet.
Hmm. Well, it doesn't really matter, I guess.
I don't know.
I'm just happy you were able to take some time off and stop by our studios, and I want to thank you and your agent and wish you luck with your film, The Week of the Whale, which is coming out. Now, when's that coming out?
Mid-April we're shooting for.
Mm-hmm. And on your new album. And I hope it sells a million copies, and I certainly...
Well, thank you very much, and I want to thank all of the fans out there who are listening now, and thank you all very much. I wish your co-host was here. I'd like to meet
him
sometime.
We're going to have this on tape so he can listen to you at least.
Oh, good.
But, well, thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you again sometime.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Got rid of him. That's really quite of a surprise that Harvey Hunter would come down here to Radio Free Long Island, I thought. But, too bad Eric missed it, I guess. But, do you think he'd be interested? No. In any event, we here at WUSB Stony Brook, we always do some really neat things, especially on Radio Free Long Island. We get strange records in from time to time, and last week we played a fellow talking about what the Iranians did and that kind of thing in prose, and this week we got a record in called The Jewish Blues. And you think I should play it?
No, I really don't think so.
Oh. We are getting a payoff for it, so I think I'd like to pay for it.
Well, sure.
Play it, yeah. Okay. So there's a cut in it for you, too, if I play it.
Super.
Okay. Well, then, why don't we just play this new album. This is called Out of the Woods, and we're going to hear a tune... one of the tunes on it, so I think we're going to just play it.
Great idea.
Abashana habaa neshev al hamirpeset v'nispor sipurim nodidot yeladim b'chufsha yisachaku tofeset ben habayit leben hasadot otire kama tov yihye bashana bashana haba o tire kama tov yihye bashana bashana haba anavim adumim yashilu ad ha'erev v'yukshu tzoninim la'shulchan v'ruchot ridumim Yisu eleim aderech itonim yishanim shel anah O tire kama tov yihye Bashana haba'ah O tire kama tov yihye Bashana haba'ah Bashana habaa neshev al hanepeset v'nespor siburim nodidot yeladim b'chusha yisachaku tofeset ben habayit leben hasadot o tire kama Tohi ye abasana abasana haba ha ha. Ojire ojire kama. Tohi ye abasana abasana haba ha ha. La 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 la.
Well, a first for Radio Free Long Island, I guess. The Jewish blues, I guess. And how about if we play some Garland Jeffries?
That sounds really good to me.
Well, then let's do it. Coming up in a matter of moments, a psychology lesson courtesy of Spunky.
Well, fine. Well, she says she's a bird, but she's all feline. Wanna know? Warm Sally is a name and loving is a game. She's all right. Well, I said he could be Sally, but you get so sly. But so warm Sally is a name and love and make a dream. She's all right. Well, I know a little girl and they call us warm Sally. You ask me why you get treated like that. She can be so kind to love you all the time. But if you cross the warm's man, she'll give you the cut.
Now a reading from Abnormal Psychology, written by Coville, Costello, and Rook.
Gradations of mental deficiency. In the diagnosis of mental deficiency, it is customary to specify the level of deficiency in accordance with the IQ level and the degree of social adjustment. The terms for these levels are moron, imbecile, and idiot. It is generally agreed that 75% of the mentally deficient are morons, 20% imbeciles, and 5% idiots. Morons. Morons with IQs ranging from 51 to 69 show few physical abnormalities. With competent and sympathetic training, they can achieve a fourth or fifth grade level and may be able to hold simple routine jobs. Imbeciles. Imbeciles with IQs ranging from 25 to 50 are awkward individuals, usually with some physical abnormality. They may achieve a social maturity that is characteristic of children 4 to 9 years old. Imbeciles can learn to talk and thus communicate their basic needs, but usually cannot learn to read or write. They are able to protect themselves from ordinary dangers and to accomplish a few simple concrete tasks. They can, though with difficulty, be taught to take care of their personal needs. Institutionalization may be advisable, but it is not always essential. Idiots. Idiots with IQs below 25 must be institutionalized. Their active developmental picture is What a severe retardation! With a marked sensory and motor handicap, physical abnormalities, and a high susceptibility to disease. The idiot cannot learn to take care of his personal needs, nor can he protect himself from the most ordinary dangers.
And that was a reading from the book, Abnormal Psychology, written by Coville, Costello, and Rook.
Radio Free Long Island would like to direct your attention to a very serious problem facing each and every one of us. That is, of course, the international key shortage, which we are suddenly faced with. Now, a few years ago, we would go about getting keys made for everything and anything, and then we would go around and get copies made, too. Well, these are the 1980s, and things have changed. Americans, as well as Italians, Romanians, Mongolians, and people who live in Sri Lanka, must learn to conserve their keys. After all, the supply is not indefinite. If we continue to produce keys at the present rate, we will surely run out by the year 1997. And then what will life be like? We won't be able to lock our doors at night or even start our cars in the morning. If any new prisons are built, the inmates will have to be trusted to remain in their cells. Think about it. Life as we know it would become a true nightmare. We need keys to survive. That's why we're asking you to help out wherever you can. If you know of somebody who's using too many keys, report him to your local key conservation office. If your house burns to the ground or if your apartment building is torn down, turn in your keys. You don't need them anymore. If your car is stolen or demolished in an accident, or even if it dies after 2.5 years of faithful service, turn in your car keys. You won't be needing them. If we can all think in a key-efficient manner, we will be able to survive this crisis, but only if we begin now. Remember, an America with keys is an America with pride. Thank you.
It was myself and a girl named Melda on the train line at Marabella. Myself and a girl named Melda on the train line at Marabella. We went for a short romancing, but stayed there till 4 the morning. Then she asked me to have a care. Take care of the engine, move us from here. Same time the train blow.
Beep, beep.
I said, danger, Melda, don't sleep, you say, tiger. Just take your time, a bulldozer can move us off the line. It was a night in December, partner, when I met up with this Imelda. You could just imagine the tiger who was sipping on the toes, can't touch the border. So I dropped out a different plan. I started to talk like an American. She found the accent was rather sweet and a stupid fool. She fell fast asleep the same time the train blew.
Beep, beep.
I said, danger, Imelda, don't sleep, she said, tiger. Just take your time, a bulldozer can move me off the line. I saw she was in for trouble. I decided to leave, but she started to grumble. Then I felt a funny sensation, a kind of pain in the midsection. There and then she began to kick. She bust on my thigh, she bit my lip. She even said, if it caused her death, an atomic bomb can't destroy the pet. The same tiny train go.
Beep, beep.
I said, danger, Imelda, don't sleep, she said, tiger. Just take your time, a bulldozer can move us off the line.
Come on, we can do better than that.
Yeah.
think we did any better? Well, do you think we did any better?
Yeah, I think that... on second thought, no.
No,
definitely not.
Yeah, well, we tried, didn't we? Well, anyway, that was Ellen Foley just before that was Growling Tiger, and then, in the middle there, we had that great, huge, long song of sorts. That was from the Montrose Summit album, Volume 1, Andromeda was the name of the song. It's about 21 minutes and 37 seconds long. Well, I think I'd like to read something here.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Yeah, the Beach Boys can now honestly say they have brought down the roof, at least in Salina, Kansas. An enthusiastic sellout crowd packed Salina's Bicentennial Center for a concert by the famed rock and roll group. The crowd was reportedly so enthusiastic, in fact, that its stomping and screaming and applause caused ceiling materials and lighting fixtures in the auditorium's hall to fall. And Mickey Yerger, director of the center, says he is conferring with architects to determine the extent of the damage. Boy, it sounds like they had lots of fun out there.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. What do you know, anyway? In fact, they probably had a great time.
What? Are you crazy?
No, I'm Mike. I'm Mike Uhas, and you're Eric Carlin. And right about now, I think I'm going to play some more music, right? In a little while, probably within about 15 minutes, we'll be hearing from Sidney Schreiber. He just called up. He's heading up towards Port Jeff. He said he was going to be down the harbor, so if you want to go down and see Sidney there, that's where he's going to be.
You know, that's a really good idea.
I thought so, too. So here's some more music.
That is the dumbest idea I think I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Well, that's the fast version of a tune from the new Brian Eno and David Byrne album called Regiment. And, well, what's your opinion, Eric?
Absolutely not.
Well, I liked it.
I think you're crazy.
Well, doesn't say too much for you either, though, you know. But coming up, you want to talk to see what Sidney Schreiber has to say? Do you think he has a report, do you want to go to him?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. But you know, there's certain things that do you think it's really safe to go to Sidney Schreiber? I mean, you never know what could happen to the guy. But do you think it's safe?
I'm not so sure.
Well, you know, I agree with you there.
I agree.
You too, huh? Well, I don't know. Do you think it would be safe to go to him?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, well, so you want to just let go to him, huh?
Right.
Okay, well, let's do it. Here he is. Sidney Schreiber.
This is Sidney Schreiber, and tonight we're in one of my favorite places, Fort Jefferson Harbor on the North Shore. And we're going to try and find some native Long Islanders and see what they're doing tonight and why they're here. And I see somebody already. Let's see if we can talk to him. Good evening, sir.
Hello.
What are you doing over here this evening?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just feel like taking in the night air and communing with nature and stuff.
Well, that's very nice, but it's not necessary to shout. That microphone can pick up your voice at a normal level.
Oh, well, you see, I always talk this way. I work in a machine shop, you know, and the noise there is always kind of loud. So I talk like this all the time now.
But that's kind of interesting. I think it's kind of...
Well, you don't mind, do you?
No, not really. I guess it's just takes getting used to. But it must have some sort of an effect on your family, doesn't
What's
it?
What's that?
Your voice.
Oh, well, no, not really. You see, I kind of lucked out. My wife is hard of hearing, and she can't hear what anyone else is saying. But she has no trouble understanding me.
That doesn't surprise me.
The only problem I ever had was a few months ago when I visited my friend in the hospital and I was talking to him for a while. All the nurses thought I was just being kind of obnoxious and they had to throw me out of the building. It was pretty embarrassing.
I can imagine.
And every time I get into a discussion with somebody, I don't know, it always ends in a fight because they think I'm yelling at them.
Well, that's too bad. I suppose you've acquired quite a few nicknames, though, in your time. But the word loudmouth really fits you to a T. How do you react to people calling you that?
I usually punch them right in the jaw.
Oh, well, let's move on. I can see there are indeed other people on the dock tonight. There's one person standing all by himself underneath the light. Let's see if we can talk with him. Good evening.
Well, thank you. You're lished.
Hey, it looks as if you were expecting me.
Of course I've been expecting you, you dummy. I've been waiting here 2 hours.
Well, I guess our fame is spreading. It had to happen sooner or later, I suppose.
Look, I don't know what you're mumbling about, but let's just get a little closer to the boat so I can hand you this stuff.
Well, this looks very interesting, though. What's in these little packages?
Hey, don't talk so loud. You don't want to get the whole town over here, do you?
Yeah, that would be great. We have lots of people to talk with.
Will you stop acting stupid and start helping me? This stuff is heavy.
Well, let me see that for... Oh, wow, you're right. This weighs a ton.
Well, it should. It's the best stuff there is.
But what is it?
What is it with you? Do you get your kicks out of acting like a moron or what?
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you mean.
I'm beginning to believe you, buddy. What the hell's your name?
I'm Sidney Schreiber, and I'm here for Radio Free Long Island.
Oh, my God. I thought you were...
Is there anything you'd like to say to our audience?
What? I'm on the radio? Are you crazy?
No, I'm Sidney Schreiber.
Well, whoever you are, you're going to take a little boat ride. Get in here.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Just shut up and get in the boat. Now.
Well, a boat ride is always fun, even if it is a little cold.
And give me that thing. Can they hear me?
Yes, they can hear you.
All right, now, then, listen. If you want to see this bozo alive again, you'll do what I say. I'll be in touch. Let's get out of here.
This is Sidney Schreiber saying goodbye for now. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Sidney. Sid, what's happening, Sid? Sid? Hello, Sid? Hello, Sid? Can you hear me? Hello, Sidney? Sid? Hello, Sidney?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What would WUSB Stony Brook be without Sidney Schreiber?
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Okay, this... All right, we're going to have to get our ACE investigations team on this right away. Straight away. Oh, boy. Get on the phone here. Let's see. Well, get on the phone. Dial this number. Oh, no. Eric is going to be really mad when he finds out about this. Oh, boy. I hope he's not too mad. Uh-oh. Jeez, I hope I can get through to the guy. Oh, boy. You know, wow. Sidney Schreiber got kidnapped. What are we going to do? Oh, boy. This is, like, really terrible. Oh, boy. Come on, Eric, answer the phone. Oh, boy. Yes, 3517, please. Right. Oh, what's going to happen? Well, it's ringing there, at least. I don't know. Oh, no.
Hello?
Eric! Eric, oh. Eric, is that you?
Yes, wait. What time is it?
It's 2 o'clock.
Mike, yeah, hi. What's up?
This is terrible, man. I can't believe it. Sidney Schreiber's just been kidnapped.
What?
That's right. I don't know. I don't know what he's been...
Wait, hold on one second. Okay.
Are you awake or what?
Let me turn on the light here. I was dozed off for the first time in 2 days. Wait, say that again slowly.
Sidney Schreiber was just kidnapped right off when he was on the air.
Sidney Schreiber was kidnapped on the air? Oh, my God.
Are you awake? You want me to call you back in about 10 minutes?
I'm fine. Okay. I think I'm awake now. Okay, explain to me how this happened. What exactly happened? Where was he, first of all?
He was down at Port Jeff Harbor, and he was interviewing some guy who almost punched him out, and then he went to some other guy, apparently, I don't know, apparently a dealer in some kind of illicit substances, right? And I think he just, like went a little bit too far, you know?
Wait, do you mean he tried to interview somebody who was dealing drugs or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
My gosh.
I don't know.
He's really done it this time.
I don't know. Hey, listen, what are we going to do? How are we going to get this guy back?
Oh, boy.
Should we call a Coast Guard or what?
So he's kidnapped. Did they say anything to us? I mean, how do we know he's kidnapped? Did they officially say he was kidnapped or what?
I think the guy said, hey, we're going for a boat ride or something like that.
Yeah.
That's all he said. And I just heard his boat motor take off. Do you think we should send a team down there to the harbor and see if we can get his equipment back, or see if his van is still down there, or what?
Well, I would say yeah, send somebody down to see if the van is still there.
But there's nobody here.
There, but
wait a minute, Eric.
As far as Sydney goes, what?
There's nobody here though. You're all in Washington.
That's true.
Who am I going to send? I can't send.
No problem.
I can't send Burgert because he's down there with you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Who else? I can't send the station manager. He's there with you, right? Oh boy, what am I gonna do?
Well, maybe when Captain Kirk comes in a little later. Wait a minute.
Captain Kirk called up a little while ago, and he's not gonna be able to make it tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been having problems with his tooth. Like he might have to be pulled out. What do you want us to? Can we send Nancy Bellucci or what?
Is Nancy Bellucci there?
I don't know. I thought I saw her. I don't know.
All right, well, the van can stay there overnight, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That won't be any problem.
I'll go check it on my way home.
Okay, yeah, if you pass by there, make sure the van is there, and make sure the doors are locked and everything. Now, as for that Schreiber character, he's gotten himself into, you know, this is probably the most serious mess he's gotten himself into, but at this point, I would say, you know, just let him work his own way out of it. He got himself into it.
What do you mean?
Out of it.
Do you think he's going to send ransom messages or what?
I don't know. I really don't care. Every week it's been getting worse and worse. He's been, pretty soon he's going to, have people coming over here looking for him.
I can't believe you're saying this. You're abandoning your fellow cohort.
Not my my fellow cohort. The guy drives me nuts. Okay? I can't stand him. Every time I see his face, I feel like running out of the room and doing something violent. All right? Now, the fact that he's gotten kidnapped really doesn't mean that much to me, except for the fact that now we have an extra 5 minutes of showtime to fill each week, which I think will be a benefit to the show.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I might sound a little bit touchy, but that's really the way I feel about it.
He's
been doing us any good by going onto street corners in the middle of the night, asking people obnoxious questions, getting himself beaten up, and just making the whole thing sound like a farce over the air.
And you and he had so much in common, too. That's the thing that gets me worried. I mean, what happens if, like, something happened to you in Washington, like another riot, like you had from before, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to come after you, or what?
Well, I don't think it's fair to say that we ever had that much in common, okay?
Uh-huh.
The first day he walked into the station, I said, hey, he's a nice guy. But ever since then, it's been going steadily downhill, and I think everybody's seen that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he'll, I don't want to say he'll work his way out of it, but I think he'll just sort of, drop out of it himself somehow. In an ungraceful manner, of course.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But, to tell you the truth, it's not that surprising that something like this could happen.
Well, yeah, I guess it was bound to come, huh?
Excuse me?
I guess it was bound to come, right?
Well, he was leading up to it. I mean, he keeps finding, it's as if he plans in advance the wrong people to interview.
Yeah.
And he looks for these people and he finds them. And this time he really found somebody who didn't want to be interviewed.
Oh, no.
Invading people's privacy.
Hey, listen to this. Listen to this.
What's that?
The weather forecast here. Small craft advisories are in effect for Long Island waters. The guy's going to get killed.
Cold here.
It says it right here. It's going to be windy tonight and northwest winds 15 to 20, 25 knots with stronger gusts tonight and tomorrow. Hey, the guy's dead. You just might as well forget about him.
Well, okay. In that case, then we will be needing a new reporter. And there are a few that have been applying after hearing Sidney Schreiber. They think that we might be needing a replacement soon. We had about 4 applicants over the week.
Oh, really?
Maybe we'd like to audition them over the weekend or something.
Any pretty young girls?
There was one, yes. I don't recall her name offhand, but she showed a flair for interviewing people. And people seem to respond to her better than they respond to dim-witted Sidney Schreiber.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
All right, well, I'm glad we straightened this out somehow, and wherever Sidney Schreiber is, I hope he stays there and leaves us alone. But, you know, it's not up to us, I guess. It's up to the big shots at the station.
Somebody apparently just called and seemed very concerned about Sidney Schreiber, our correspondent of sorts, who was... Well, you're not too concerned about what's happening, are you?
Well, no, it may seem as if I'm not concerned. I'm just fed up. And being fed up sort of covers up your concern, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, we're going to have to deal with all the newspapers and wire services and everything. Have they started calling yet?
Yes, they have.
The newspapers have?
Well, somebody called. It says here, I was just handed this note. Someone just called up to ask who was kidnapped and sounded very concerned. I don't know what we started here, Eric. I mean, he had it. Oh, geez. You know, we recorded this. We put it on tape.
Yeah.
You want to hear the last couple of minutes?
Okay. Well, if you can play it back, I can hear it.
No, I don't think I can do that though.
All right. Well, why don't you wait until I come back and I'll listen to it and I really don't know what I can do, but I'll certainly listen to it.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, listen, you go back to sleep, then. I know you only got about an hour's worth of sleep last night, right?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't really in the night, just about 15 minutes over here. But, no, I'm okay now.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, so should we call the Coast Guard or what?
I'd say, you know, lie low for a little while, see what happens.
Okay, well, maybe he'll call us back.
That's what I'm hoping
for. Why don't you ask the people out there who are listening now, see what they think we should do? You know, I mean, we might as well ask them to contribute something to this, because supposedly he's going out there interviewing people for their benefit.
That's true.
All right, and maybe they should be the ones to decide his fate, because at this point, I really don't care. I mean, that may sound kind of mean, but I'm being honest. I mean, what do you think, Mike?
Well, don't you care at all about the guy?
If I do, I'm not feeling it now.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
How do you feel? Tell me how you feel.
Well, I'm kind of neutral. I didn't really know the guy all that well.
Oh, come on. I used to play poker with him every Thursday night. For the last 2 weeks, every time I walk in the station.
Yeah, well...
During your shows.
Yeah, that's true. During the concerts, right. Well, you know, he always beat me. Well, he didn't always beat me. He occasionally beat me.
Yeah.
At poker, you know, but, you know, he was better at playing Scrabble than poker.
I'd Scrabble with him, too? You didn't tell me it was that serious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, geez, you know, they are made on Long Island.
Oh, boy. I didn't know you played Scrabble with him. That's different.
Well, listen, let's just change the conversation for a minute. Have you gotten any more of the, Eric.
You didn't tell me you were a Scrabble player. For God's sake, the guy's out there in a boat somewhere.
Well, let's just hope he has a Scrabble set with him.
What?
Let's just hope he has a Scrabble set with him.
Okay, I'm going to have to think about this. Ask our listeners for some advice, because I don't know if I can come up with a rational decision at this point. You feel kind of sorry for the guy.
Somebody just called and says, this poor guy has just been disappeared, and we're talking about Scrabble?
Well,
the receptionist just took this down. She broke
I'm sorry. Look, if you knew the state I was in now, I don't think you wonder why I'm talking about Scrabble.
Well, it's because you went out drinking all night.
I did not go out drinking all night.
Ha ha. Oh, boy.
Excuse me.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Let me ask the receptionist. What do you think we should do?
I just can't believe that you're just leaving him out there, this poor guy.
Well,
For whatever he's worth, I mean... He is a human being. Got to do something.
There's got to be
something you can do.
Yeah, what can we do, though? I mean, Eric doesn't want to do anything. Well, he's in Bleeding Washington anyway.
I can't do anything. What can I do? I mean, come on. Give me a break. I'm supposed to be getting away from you people this week.
Well, then why didn't you just call us?
What?
But you're partly responsible.
I didn't call you. You called me. You woke me up, bleeding moron.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not bleeding.
You will be very soon if you don't stop acting like a jerk.
It's not my time of the month.
I think Sidney Shriver's catching.
This guy is somewhere out in the ocean.
And here we are trying to make sick jokes.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's not exaggerate. He's not out in the ocean.
No,
he's out on Long Island Sound. There's a profound difference.
Oh, well.
Okay, now already people are trying to make this a sensationalist story. Pretty soon he's going to be riding a tidal wave or something and survive the savage seas, that type of stuff. That's not true at all. He's probably just out in a little rowboat somewhere having fun.
But it was a motorboat.
More than I'm having, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, hey, it was a motorboat.
Okay, it was a motorboat. The motor falls off at the rowboat, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
No, you certainly don't.
Hmm.
And neither does anybody else, I guess. Well, I don't know, Mike. I'll be back sometime soon, and I guess I'll get together with you, and then we'll figure out something to do about Sydney, as usual.
Yeah. Okay.
Et sera, sera, you know?
Yeah. C'est la vie? Ça est la vie?
Buenas noches?
Cockroaches?
No comprendo.
¿Qué?
Si.
What?
Anyway, I want to get back to sleep now, and I'm sorry I couldn't be out there for this momentous occasion.
Did I wake Burgard up, too?
Not really. He's sort of in my comatose state.
Okay, well, then I'm going to just go back to playing some music, okay?
All right, do that, then. I wouldn't talk about it too much to the people over the air. Maybe we should just sort of, you know, lay low on it for a while.
Okay. just been on the phone with our Washington Bureau, and they suggest just let Sidney Schreiber just, like, lay, you know, let the situation evolve by itself. Do you agree, Eric?
I don't see why not.
But, you know, it's, I don't know, it's kind of rough. I don't know. Eric, you're going to have to, you know, like, give me ideas what to do here.
No.
Well, you know, just like, you want to just, like, shut the station down now?
Come on, we can do better than that.
Well, yeah. We can, that's, are you sure about that?
Yeah, I think that, nah, on second thought, no. No, definitely not.
Hmm, yeah.
Let's do it.
Do what? Do what, play music?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Okay, how about Barrett Heresy solo? On Radio Free Long Island at 2:26 in the morning where it's 33 degrees in Stony Brook. Where else?
is Spunky. And Spunky, talking to you about those people you really love, Grandma and Gramps.
You know, they give us extra candy and they sneak us into the movies when Mom and Dad are punishing us. So I know that we all want to express our affection in little ways.
But let's do it right. You may think that sandblasting will do a keen job on cleaning Grandma's dentures, but it could make them too small, and she could wind up swallowing them.
Don't put thermonuclear waste into Grandpa's hot water bottle in the mistaken belief that it will keep him toasty warm all night. There might be people in the house of childbearing age.
And don't take Grandma and Gramps to the Whoopee Bed Motel, thinking that it will bring back the old days. Gramps has a bad heart, you know.
Now, no matter how much you've heard about cryogenics lately, don't put Grandma in the freezer thinking that it might prolong her life. Cause we don't have the proper freeze-drying equipment at home to do the job right. So, until next time, this is Spunky.
And Spunky saying be careful with your grandparents. And remember, don't play with blasting caps.
Here's some music, I guess, again. It's time from Jean-Michel Jarre.
Yes, definitely.
I'm glad I got that right. I don't know. Things have been kind of strange here. Of course, Eric is in reality in Washington.
Of course.
And, we all know that he's here in spirit.
There's no question about it.
And, but we've been, you know, trying to just work around him.
No, I wouldn't say that.
But what would you say? I mean, we've been trying pretty hard, you know. I thought it's been pretty hard.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so we just kind of mellowed out here on Radio Free Long Island.
Absolutely.
And, well,
positively.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. A little while, well, what the hell? We just might as well play some music. There may even be some more Bunky and Spunky.
What? Are you crazy?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I always was crazy.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. I really don't know. But, anyway, you think we should play some more music, or?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't go along with that.
Well, what do you suggest we do? Do you think we should play? What kind of group do you think we should play?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we're going to start that again.
That is the dumbest idea I think I've ever heard.
Mm. So do you think we should do it?
Absolutely not.
So do you think we should just keep playing Jean-Michel Jarre?
Okay.
Sky, I don't know. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Yeah, he thinks I'm crazy.
I think you're crazy.
Doesn't say too much for him. So, back to the music.
Why not?
Thank you.
Captain Kirk. Hi, Bucky and Spooky. Gee, Bucky, you're the best first officer I ever saw. And Spooky, you sure are brave fixing things with your hammer all the time.
Gee, Captain Kirk, it sure is neat being out here in space and everything.
Sound familiar? You bet it does. We've all seen Star Trek and wondered what we would do if we were out there in space.
Well, one day you might be, and it's never too early to start thinking about outer space safety.
Make sure that you always set your phasers on stun, not kill.
Don't try to dump your ship's garbage into a black hole, because if you get close enough for your garbage to go in, so will you, and you don't know where you'll end up.
Now remember to zip up your spacesuit before you walk outside.
Don't try mixing matter into the antimatter tanks, or boy, will you be sorry!
Don't try to take home a piece of a neutron star as a souvenir. It's an awful lot heavier than it looks.
And always wear your sunglasses when you stare at a supernova.
Now, getting back to the present, if you buy tickets for the space shuttle, make sure that they're round trip. So until then, this is Spunky.
And Spunky saying, Roger, Wilco, blast off.
But don't play with blasting caps.
Thank you.
listening to Jean-Michel Jarre like this in the background, just sitting back and just relaxing and enjoying it. It made me think of all things, Walter Cronkite. It's kind of spacey here. I guess everybody has their favorite little story about Walter Cronkite. Mine is, I remember when, I guess it was way back in around 1969 when they did one of these moonshots. And they were waiting for them to come out of the capsule and just, like, make the first step. And Walter Cronkite was talking with, hypothetically, as an astronaut, or somebody asking an astronaut, well, you know, when they came home, well, how was the weather up there? And the astronaut said, oh, there wasn't any. I thought that was very, rather interesting. But a rather sane, let's just say, version of Radio Free Long Island and mellow version is about to come to a close. And we hope to be a little bit better next week. Now, of course, we had to try to do our best because Eric was away in Washington.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, see, he always says the wrong things at the wrong time.
That's a good idea.
See, he keeps doing it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep.
All he can do is agree.
I suppose so.
See, what can you do? Ooh, but maybe he won't.
I'm not so sure.
See? Now he's starting to disagree.
Sure.
Well, that sounds super, doesn't it?
Super.
Yeah, well, I think it's a pretty good idea myself.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to just play one more song, and then we're going to have a little bit of music following this, for a little while at least, and just to settle you into your beds. How do you like that idea?
That sounds really good to me.
Mm, I kind of figured you'd enjoy it.
Maybe.
Yeah. There's always some kind of pessimism coming out of Coralie, you know?
I don't know.
Well, of course you wouldn't know. You know, really.
Well.
But, maybe we're just going to do that, you know. How do you feel?
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think I'm coming up with some pretty, you know, good ideas tonight.
You know, that's a really good idea.
So, you know, why don't we just, like, say goodbye?
Yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. And so, I think I'm going to say goodbye.
I agree.
And just so you're not on your... so when you're putting on your shoes, so make sure you don't get your left on your...
Right.
And just make everything really...
Terrific.
And, you know, I don't see why not.
I don't see why not.
And, well, you see, we went to a lot of trouble making of these little...
On one condition.
These little things here, and we got to just...
Not really.
Get our money's worth out of them, you know? Well, we didn't get our money's worth out of that one, but maybe this one.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. But it sounded like it was fun. All right, well, anyway, we're going to have a little bit of music coming your way until who knows when Radio Free Long Island comes to a close for Saturday, February, March 7th, 1981. We'll be back next week. If not sooner. It's been a real pleasure and a privilege. My name's Mike Uhas, and yours is Eric Coralie, isn't that right?
No, I really don't think so.
Talk to you then. Thank you. WUSB, Stony Brook.
For a while, now you're back and I'm so glad.